It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Pandarin Talk. My name's Sean Dangler, and I'm happy to be here with you as always. This week, I want to talk about the bartender's handshake. That's correct. If you don't know what this is a bar that I guess I've been to. This is my second time, but this is really my first time really being there and experiencing it a little more in Des Moines off of Ingersoll. And I guess I just want to talk about it because if you're in the area ever, I think you should check it out because it's a very unique bar. It has the feel of a big city bar, as in like a New York City type of bar, the way it feels. Also in the prices on the menu, which is, you know, not my favorite thing. But I feel like the vibe of this place, of the bartender's handshake, is kind of the vibe you want if you're going to end up in a random bar in Des Moines. Granted, I think the hard part, it's on Ingersoll. It's not exactly where it is. I mean, it's walkable to other bars and stuff, but it's not like there's a bar right next door. I think there is an apartment building right next door and stuff. So it's not like you can bar hop super easily, but you can. But it's a cool bar. I mean, if you go, the vibe, I just love the indoors, honestly. They have an outdoors patio spot I've been on. They had, which is actually, the patio itself is a fairly large patio. There's a lot of seating out there. It's pretty spaced out where it's not super compact, which is nice. Like some patios, you're like, okay, this is literally just for someone to take a smoke and that's it. But this one is better than that. The inside is, you know, the vice versa. The inside is much tighter. The reason I said it's like a New York City type of bar is because it truly is. Like you go into the bar and it feels tight, you know. They got people compacted, like, can't really have a large group necessarily at this bar. It's more for, like, if you just got a couple friend in you or a couple friends going on a date night, that type of place. That's the type of restaurant it is. It's a little smaller, a little more compact, but, like, it's more intimate feeling, which is cool. It's definitely, it's not a sports bar. I love me a sports bar, but it's definitely not that. And then their bar is, they have a nice, decently sized bar. A lot of alcohol lining it is what you like to see. There's the aesthetic of bartender's handshake is very nice. It's just very pleasing. That's how I feel. I'm just looking at the pictures on their website right now to try to remind me of what it was like, and some of this I'm like, I don't even remember seeing this there, but I think it was there. It's kind of just got a more retro vibe, which kind of goes along with, if you've ever been to Lachelle's, I know I've talked about that, it's kind of got that Lachelle's vibe in the sense of it's just got a little retro feel to make you feel like it's old school, like it used to be. Like it's not trying to be too new, it's just kind of got a more vintage look to it, which I think helps the vibe and the intimacy look well. So I really enjoy that to an extent. So I can really just talk about that. Yeah, it's just a little tight, but it's a good place. I highly suggest it. But let's just talk about the actual menu itself. I'll talk about the drinks I got, which were very tasty, to say the least. So they have a bunch of cocktails, classics. They got beer, too, obviously, and wine. But it was me and a friend there, and I had never been there for the cocktails before, so I just had him kind of suggest, give me an idea of what to get. So I went off of that. Yes, the pricing is about $10, at least, for a cocktail, which, you know, they're very tasty, and it's not good when you have multiple on some of them. They're very tasty, and they're not, like, you know, they're not pouring you big old chunks of it, so it's obviously the appearance of the drink is part of the cost and that stuff. Like, though I will say, like, I had to start drinking water because I was like, despite the small size of these drinks, I am kind of feeling it. So that's the part, is that you still, like, even with the small size, it'll be worth it. But Yeah, I had three drinks and it was like $30. And you're just like, golly gee, did I really need to do that? But the first drink I got was the Two Thursday. That's an Appleton Estate rum with orange spice tea syrup, grapefruit, lemon, and kava. It was very tasty. I'll probably say that for all of them. It was a very tasty drink. I enjoyed it. Because I was a little nervous up front, just because with cocktails, I don't normally have cocktails. The closest cocktail I have is an Appletini. And, well, that's always going to go down easy for me. So I was a little worried it'd be, like, too alcohol-y for me. It just tastes too much like gasoline. But none of these drinks really tasted like that. They were all very, very delicious in the sense of that they weren't... The fruity part of it overtook the alcohol for sure, which is what I wanted. For sure. And I'm trying to figure out the second drink I had. This one I loved. It was very unique. It was called the One Trick Pony. Had Granny Smith infused pisco? I don't know. Jalapeno infused exotico tequila, apricot liqueur, lemon honey, horseradish tincture, celery bitters. This drink, if you want a unique cocktail that you probably won't, I mean, I'm sure other places have something similar, but I never had a drink like the One Trick Pony. And the One Trick Pony was not a one trick pony. I would have, if I wasn't just trying to try different drinks, I probably would get this one above the other two that I got all day. Because I really enjoyed the jalapeno infused exotico tequila. You could really taste that, and it was just unique. Not that I'm like a big jalapeno fan, but it was just like the taste of it. It was very different. It was unique. I don't know. It just was, I never had a cocktail quite like that, and that's what I liked about it. I don't even know what the horseradish tincture would be in it, but the honey, I remember the honey and lemon. It was a little more sweeter. And so I think that's why I like this drink. I definitely have a sweet tooth. So, like, yeah, I don't know. It's just easier for me to have those sweet drinks. But with that jalapeno-infused exotico tequila, it kind of added a different little punch to it. So it was very good, to say the least. The other one I had was a Jack Horner. That was the last one I had. And it's Wild Turkey 101 Bourbon Cappelletti Nux Alpino Walnut Liqueur Passion Fruit Tea Orgeat Lemon Hop Grapefruit Bitters. This one, the Jack Horner, my friend I was with had gotten this one. And I think I'd seen some other people get it. I was intrigued by the look of it because I believe, if I remember right, it was like pink and whatnot. So if it's a pink drink, you know it's going to be tasty. And sure enough, it was very tasty, very sugary, or feeling or whatever, you know. But there's a little more liquid in this one. Like the One Trick Pony. I remember this glass was like tiny, like it wasn't like a ton of it, but I also remember that's the one where I started being like, I need to start drinking a little more water because this is getting a little wackadoodle for me, a little crazy, you know, not that crazy, but a little crazy. Now you're feeling a little more. But the Jack Horner was a nice way to top it off because it was a nice solid drink, gave you a little bit. They put a lot of ice in there, nice. But overall, it was very delicious. I enjoyed it a lot, and, like, yeah, so I guess if I had a power rank, obviously the One Trick Pony was first. I don't really remember much about the Two Thursday. It was still pretty good. They were pretty close, but I'd probably put the Jack Horner and then the Two Thursday. So, what I'm saying is, if you want to just, like, go for a drink or two at this place, you know, a nightcap or something, I think the Bartender's Handshake is a good place to go. It's a little pricey because I'm a cheap guy and I'm normally used to getting like $4 beers, but the drinks are very much so worth it. And that's basically all I've got So, like, subscribe, tell a friend, go to Bartender's Handshake. That's it. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under The Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.